This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm Sean Bellent. Today, we're focusing on the fine village of Witt. Well, folks, I am over at Witt City Hall, and I have the privilege of talking to Mayor Sean Cady and a member of the City Council, Tim Taylor. And what a great story this was in recent months. Sean Cady running for mayor, 75 votes. Tim Taylor, 75 votes. And Peter Cottontail was brought in on a contractual basis by County Clerk Sandy Lighthizer. And we brought an Easter egg out and determined who the mayor was. And as many know, Mr. Cady won that contest. And, you know, Mr. Taylor went on his way. And, I guess I would say sportsmanlike fashion. And but that wasn't the end of the story. Tim Taylor has joined the city council now in recent weeks, tabbed by the mayor and other members of the city council. And before we get further into the story, gentlemen, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so this is good stuff. Race for mayor, 75 votes apiece. You know, it was interesting to watch without your name on the ballot. What was it like for you guys that night?
Well, I know for me, when we went in to, when I finally heard it was a tie, I was like, unbelievable. I've never heard of that in a small town, you know, race like this. So it was like, well, what are we going to do now? How are we going to do it? Flip a coin or whatever? And with talking with Sandy Lighthizer, they suggested the Easter egg with names in them, draw it out. So we marched up to the courthouse one day, and that's what we did. And I guess I was the lucky one, or maybe unlucky, but drew the the egg that had my name, or I didn't, but the lady did, that had my name in it. So, and as I told Mr. Taylor that afternoon, I said it wouldn't have mattered which one name come out. Witt would have been a winner either way. It just, when you have that, a tie vote in a small town, and just thank God now we're able to work together to do the things that we're doing.
You know, you had an opportunity. I guess it was such a positive experience. You saw Tim's passion for the community.
Yes.
And the door opened to, yes, needing another leader in the mix. And you looked in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, it was great. It ended up being very good for the city. Tim is actually my mayor pro tem. I've made him that. He is my right-hand man with the infrastructure part of this town, because he was involved in it as council person. I used to work for the city. I was involved, but I've been away from it for a while. So he keeps me up on that, and he is the man that I have to go towards with this, all this going on, for what we have a ton of work going on. But I think the thing that started it off was that after the election, of course, Tim's seat was up, and at the time there was another individual that ran for it and got it, but decided not to pursue it. So that left that seat open again. Well, it's the mayor. The mayor has the right to appoint someone to that seat. Tim had gotten a hold of me and said that he was, you know, still wanted to be involved with the city, was very interested in the city and that. And I could not think of any other way than to bring him back on. And my goal was then, when I get him on, I want to make him mayor pro tem, because Witt was a winner. It was a winner. It was just lucky that I drew the egg. So as far as I'm concerned, Witt has two mayors, and how lucky they are. We shared the votes. We're working side by side. I think Tim feels the same way I do. We're wanting to be proactive in this town. We're tired of it just sitting how it was, and we're moving forward. And Tim can tell you about his experiences with this and how he's working pretty much nonstop.
Yeah, I guess this is almost like an extended vacation, and you come back, you get a break, and I guess you get a little more fuel in the tank to take this on, because I know it's not easy. You're you're dealing with legalese, and it's not slow pitch softball trying to figure out how to run all of these various programs, and especially in these times working with the government with the rescue plan and everything else. It does, yeah, there are some things experience is only so helpful in these times, but what's it been like to come back?
I've always had a passion for this town. I always tried to do what I thought was best for this town. The biggest thing is, before Sean come on, we was trying to deal with EJ Water. They were doing it, you know, they were the people that was actually running our water plant. And the board we had decided to try to go with EJ Water in the long run. Well, now Sean's involved in that, and we are going to switch over to EJ Water and get rid of our water plant. It was a long, hard decision for this board and what to do. I thought many, many hours of what are we going to do? Is this going to work out best for the city of Witt? I think it has, because now we've put all new meters in this town, and most of the people's water has went down. So people are happy about that. We've got a new plan going, so I think it's working out for the best.
Well, I know everybody would love to have, like 40 years ago, and have their own water system and all that good stuff, but I guess the costs are going up, the requirements are going up, the paperwork, the calls from the state, that's only going to go up. So I guess it's harder and harder to run your own independent water system when you're a city that's not in the five figures population-wise.
Exactly. And that's our problem. You know, we don't have the population. We don't have the revenue coming in like some of the bigger towns do. And to work on your plant, if it's just like a fixed job, you could do it. But if you want to go into it, then you have to have everything up to the code today. So once we got them figures, it was over $2.5 million. That is a lot of money. Yeah. When a small town like this can't afford that much money.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then to, like we were talking earlier, getting the personnel to run it. It's very hard to get a qualified or an A operator or B or C operator to have someone. We've had many attempted. We haven't had our own operator for several years, so we've had to rely on either EJ or a bigger company that we have them here anyway. So it's like, all right, let's go with their water. Let's try to keep our numbers down for the people here in Witt because of, like Tim said, I think our water plant, what was the age on that? Back in the
early 19s.
Yeah. That it was put in. And
they said it was part of it was used when they got it.
Yes. They brought it in. I think our actual filters came from another plant that they brought in years ago, and they're still out there. And they need replaced. The money for the loans and that, and then with trying to upgrade your other infrastructures in town, it was almost impossible. So decision had to be made, and I think by going this way, we're going to be able to put a lot more effort into upgrading in town and not having to worry about all the money being spent out at the water plant anymore and chemicals going up sky high. I think it's going to be the best for everyone in the long run.
Well, I know you guys, as we sit here today, a week ago got a major milestone in improving the water system. How's the valve project? Tell us about that. And I know we talked about it a week ago, but for those who haven't heard, what you've done to improve the valve system and what that does when you have something go awry.
Yeah, Tim was pretty much the man involved in that, so I'll let him. He pretty much ran the show on the valves coming in, and I think it went well. Let Tim tell you about it.
Well, we always had such a problem. If one of our valves broke or a fire hydrant broke, we had to shut the whole town down. So then our businesses in town, you know, they got to close. That hurts them. So we decided, let's fix these valves, fix them right. That way if something does happen, we can shut parts of town off and section it off. So only certain people are out of water. So it was a board decision to do it. So that's what we did. And it's worked out quite well because we replaced 7 of the great big valves in one day, in one fire hydrant. The other fire hydrant we couldn't get to because it's next to a power pole. So everyone had to be called in. So once we did that, we shut the valves off. There's only a little bit, a few people out of town that are in town that was out of water. So the valves are working like they're supposed to be. Our business stayed open. So that's a big plus to our community.
Yeah. We had one a year, I don't remember what year it was, but the citizens in Witt didn't have water over Christmas.
Right, exactly.
For a few days.
The
leak could not be found, and we couldn't zone things off. So now we won't have that, won't happen. So yeah, what a great improvement it is for the city.
So Santa upped his game from calling the stocking to, ho, 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 no water for you. No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we had a lot of unhappy people in town.
Yeah, oh, I don't forget that.
I don't want to see that phone. Well, this is, and this seems to be important, not just for the here and now, but looking 10 years down the road. And I know small towns, you definitely have a fight, again, when there are more requirements in the state, what have you. Making the move now is so crucial because if you wait 5 or 10 years, I can't imagine some towns that are going to pay a heavy price for procrastinating.
Yes, look at your, like this, if we wouldn't have done this project now at this price, down the road, it could have possibly doubled. We're getting things done that we need to, and hopefully, like I said, some of these issues that we've had in the past will never happen again. So I think it's a benefit for the citizens, and that's what we're here to do, is to spend the taxpayers' money in the right way. Again, when we're doing this big valve project, it's no different than a bigger town, a city. They have more income than we do. They're paying the same to get valves put in as what we are, a small town. So we have to be very careful on budgeting our money because we just don't get the money in as like a bigger town would. And hopefully the governor and that will see this down the road, that these small towns, our infrastructures are just going to heck. So we need the funds to be able to get them back up and keep the people in these small areas.
Well, looking at the council and the dynamics, having family on the council, I believe what the missus and your sister in Ward 1, right?
Yes, and my wife in Ward 1.
Yeah, so you know, I can see where that, you know, people could build a sitcom around that, and
well,
and
another,
but it sounds like you get a chance. That, you know, sometimes if you get an idea, the light bulb goes off at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And you want to kind of feel something out, well, you probably don't want to call Tim because Mrs. Taylor's, or, you know, the dogs are going to bark, everything, whatever else, whatever's going to go on.
Yeah.
But it's got to be a great sounding board and kind of a possum, you know, really brings in the potential to bring ideas.
It works out good sometimes, sometimes maybe not. Sean, you know, you can get into, you know how it is with the family too, different opinions that so far we've been able to work together, but in the same scenario, Tim's daughter is also on the council with us too, so. Yeah.
So just because there's a name on the marriage certificate, same last name, there's no rubber stamp from what I can tell.
No. And I know myself, I'm sure Tim and his daughter is the same way. They have a lot of different ideas than I have, so I'm going to probably listen to theirs first because they're wanting to tell me what we should probably be doing, and then.
Well, that's got to be interesting because I mean, yeah, to get another opinion that fast. I mean, sometimes I know in the business and. You make a decision, comes out in a weekly newspaper a week or two later, and then people react to it after the fact, and then, well, what do we do, turn tail? Just getting that kind of feedback's got to be real helpful because you're not hiring focus groups or
right.
Doing polling or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big, it can make a difference. I know me and my wife just earlier, you know, she was going down looking at some places, and I might not have the same opinion she does, but I'm going to hear her opinion. So,
and that's a great thing, you know, different eyes pick up on different things.
Yeah,
and, absolutely.
Yeah, and whether it's a female aspect or just a different opinion or whatever, they're going to spot something that, maybe doesn't scream out to you, but would scream out to potential residents and what have you. It's got to be fascinating and helpful.
Oh, yeah. And also, we're kind of diverse here as the council. We've got three men, three women on the council. So it's not just the man's idea or a woman's idea. And the council, I think, has worked great together so far. We're really, I'm going to say, as long as I've been involved in politics or in this town, I think we're getting, the council is getting along better than any council I can remember as far as getting things done. And we've got a couple that are very good in finance, so it helps us that way. We have Tim that's excellent in the water, the sewer. And so it's all working. It's just like bringing it in, and everybody's working together, and it's just like we're getting things done. And that's things that we haven't had done in years.
Yep. I agree. And I said, you know, us hooking on with EJ Water has been really good. They've been really good to us. I mean, a lot of times, like the valves, they can get that stuff way quicker than we can because, you know, they have so many things like that. And they saved us a lot of money. We got the valves cheaper. They can get them.
Yeah.
I can imagine there's a supply chain issue there, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, with a water plant now, you know, instead of us buying the chemicals, they're buying them. They buy them in a great big bulk, so save this money there. They've been really good to the city. I cannot complain about EJ Water at all. We just did a camera system yesterday through them on our sewer. We're having troubles in a couple areas. And just to watch that, going through that sewer, is pretty amazing. So I asked the guy yesterday, I said, "So you found any alligators yet?" He just laughed, you know. And
we had one that looked like an alligator that's for sure.
Oh,
we've got many problems in our sewer system that we're going to be tackling too. And we've done smoking of the sewers first, the cammering, and then it's going to come down to here's where we need to start working on the repairs of them.
Yep.
Because we have to. It's going to be a long, drawn-out situation and an expensive situation. So we're starting in our most troubled area, and hopefully working our way up.
I've got to think that you know, I'm not the biggest sewer expert in the world, but I have to think finding the problem, not only finding the problem, but finding the exact problem, the exact location. Timing's got to be everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And what's good about that camera system is it records every inch they go in. And if there's a crack or a hole, that camera will find it because it shoots straight up to it. Like if there's a manhole that's been covered up for years, it will find it. And they found every spot that there's, basically our biggest problem is we found tree roots. They're bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the sewer system's been there for years.
Yeah.
And I said, just like Sean said, this is one of our biggest trouble areas. Well, now we know why.
Well, thanks for tuning in to another edition of Forum. I'll see you again next weekend for Around Montgomery County right here on WSMI.